Until he passed away a few weeks ago, Alvin Batiste was New Orleans' premier modern jazz clarinetist. He'd come up in the 1950s, playing with other Crescent City progressives like drummer Ed Blackwell and pianist Ellis Marsalis. Later, Batiste toured or recorded with Ray Charles, Cannonball Adderley, Billy Cobham, and the Reed Quartet Clarinet Summit. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews a Batiste album which was released a month before his death.
I am free.
Edward Perkins singing a tune by clarinetist Alvin Batiste over drummer Herlin Riley's classic New Orleans parade groove. Batiste's influence was greater than his fame, but it wasn't because of his fine clarinet playing. In 1969, he'd founded the jazz program at Southern University in Baton Rouge, where his students would include Herlin Riley, pianist Henry Butler, saxophonist Branford Marsalis, Donald Harrison and Wes Anderson, and American Idol's Randy Jackson. But with all his academic duties, Batiste recorded far too little. He had a broad, open sound in the clarinet's low and high registers, and he liked to hop between the two. You can hear as much on a bluesy ballad he knew from the 1940s, "I Wonder Where Our Love Has Gone." Those bird call leaps echo Duke Ellington's clarinetist Jimmy Hamilton, who played with Batiste in the 80s group Clarinet Summit. Alvin Batiste died peacefully at home in New Orleans in early May, hours before he was to play an album release gig at the city's Jazz and Heritage Festival. The album in question, Marsalis Music Honors Alvin Batiste, was conceived by his old pupil and label honcho Branford Marsalis, who joins in on saxophones here and there. Marsalis picked the fine rhythm section of Herlin Riley, pianist Lawrence Fields, and bassist Ricardo Rodriguez. On Bumps, they bring out the Cuban rhythms always lurking behind New Orleans syncopations. Alvin Batiste had set himself a hard task as a forward-looking modernist in New Orleans, where traditional clarinet players got all the steady gigs. That he only recorded 4 albums under his own name is a little ridiculous. Good as he sounds on his new one, I should point out that his friend Edward Perkins lends vocals to 4 tracks where 1 or 2 would have been enough. But then, that was typical of Alvin Batiste. He'd promote other musicians, even at his own expense.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed the album Marsalis Music Honors Alvin Batiste on the Marsalis Music label. If you'd like to catch up on recent editions of our show, you can download podcasts by going to our website, freshair.npr.org.